Church of San Julián Obispo. Welcome and general context. Welcome to the Parish Church of San Julián Obispo in Josué, a small village in the Upper Aragon region with more than 1,000 years of history. We are in the heart of Ribagorta, along the cultural route Ribagorta More Than Romanesque, an initiative that invites visitors to discover extraordinary monuments, often little known, yet of exceptional artistic value. Over the next few minutes, we invite you to explore one of the most distinctive examples of Baroque art with Mudéjar tradition in the province of Huesca, a hidden gem where plaster is transformed into filigree, and where history, technique, and beauty come together in an interior that represents one of the most outstanding decorative ensembles in this diocese. Let us begin. The village of Josué, history and setting. Josué, also known as Guzeu, stands on a rocky promontory overlooking the valley of the Saron River, just 13 kilometers from Graus. Documented as early as the year 987, its origins are linked to a Christian Mozarabic community living under Muslim rule. Following the Christian reconquest around 1060, the village passed through various noble and ecclesiastical hands throughout the Middle Ages. Today, in this small rural settlement, the parish church represents its most important historical and artistic heritage and the true heart of the village. The church and its architect. The building we see today is the result of a major renovation carried out in the 17th century. Construction took place between 1661 and 1662 and was directed by the Biarranese master builder Juan de Marca, a key figure in the introduction and spread of Mudéjar Baroque architecture in Aragon. This church in Yesua is one of his earliest documented works, predating his better-known projects in Zaragoza or Illueca. Here, Juan de Marca experimented with decorative techniques that he would later perfect in major commissions, already revealing his extraordinary mastery in working with plaster. Exterior of the church, sobriety and contrast. Before entering, let us pause for a moment outside. The church presents a sober and solid appearance, built of ashlar stone, with a classic facade that barely hints at the richness concealed within. At the foot of the building stands a lintelled doorway, flanked by pilasters and crowned by a broken pediment. The tower, equally austere, consists of two sections, one square and the other octagonal, and is topped by a hemispherical dome. Nothing here is excessive, and yet, behind this restrained exterior lies a true decorative treasure. Interior, architecture and spatial layout. As we cross the threshold, the space opens before us with light and elegance. The church is arranged as a single nave of three bays, covered by a barrel vault with lunettes, a solution typical of Baroque architecture. Between the buttresses are the side chapels, interconnected to allow a continuous and fluid movement throughout the interior. At the foot of the nave stands the elevated choir, whose pierced balustrade, formed by interlaced geometric motifs, seems to float in the air. At the far end, the presbytery, with its flat chevette, is crowned by an imposing dome on pendentives, illuminated by an upper lantern that bathes the space in natural light. The plasterwork, technique, symbolism, and beauty. The true jewel of this church lies in its decorative plasterwork, an art form that reaches one of its most refined expressions in Aragon here. Juan de Marca created a universe of geometric and vegetable forms that directly reference the Mudéjar tradition, reinterpreted through the exuberant language of the Baroque. In the dome of the presbytery, the decoration is structured through curved rhomboidal interlaced patterns, ribbons that cross to form stars and eight-pointed knots, all enriched with foliage, scrolls, and Baroque plumes. The result is a vibrant, almost hypnotic ensemble that envelops the visitor. The black and white bichromy, used to emphasize outlines, intensifies the visual effect. The forms seem to move, advance, and recede, creating a play of light and shadow that is purely Baroque. These plasterworks are not merely ornamental. They are also a masterful demonstration of technical expertise. Plaster, an economical and highly malleable material, was calcined, modeled, carved, and applied directly onto vaults and walls, combining handwork and molds, and later polychrome to enhance the reliefs. Other notable elements in artistic context. Do not overlook the area beneath the choir, with its richly decorated vault, nor the side chapels, where diamond-shaped crosses, stars, and reticular patterns dialogue with the main decorative program. Particularly noteworthy is the pierced choir balustrade, carved directly from plaster, an extraordinary technical achievement that attests to the skill of Juan de Marca's workshop. This decoration belongs to a Baroque Mudéjar movement that flourished in Aragon from around 1660, especially in Zaragoza and the Jalón Valley. Many of the motifs tested here in Josué would later reappear in churches such as Illueca, Brea de Aragón, or San Miguel de los Navarros in Zaragoza. The presence of this master in Ribagorza is likely connected to the patronage of the Bishop of Barbastro, Diego Antonio Frances de Urrutigoiti, a major artistic promoter within the diocese. Heritage recognition and farewell. The artistic importance of this ensemble was officially recognized on August 12, 2002, when the government of Aragon declared the Mudéjar plasterwork of San Julián a listed asset of Aragonese cultural heritage. The Church of San Julián in Josué is not only a place of worship, it is a total work of art, bearing witness to a moment of transition between styles where Mudéjar heritage merges with Baroque emotion. Before you leave, we invite you to pause, to observe every corner, to let yourself be enveloped by the light descending from the lantern and by the lightness of plaster transformed into filigree. Thank you for joining us on this visit. And remember, in the silence of this church, plaster still whispers the voices of the Baroque and the memory of the Mudéjar tradition. Have a pleasant journey and see you soon. And do not forget to complete your Ribagorza More Than Romanesque route. A magnificent Renaissance treasure awaits you at the Church of San Martin in Capella. Don't miss it.